The family heads of the Levites approached Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the other tribes of Israel at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, and said to them, "The Lord commanded through Moses that we be given cities in which to live, together with pasture lands for our livestock." So by the command of the Lord, the Israelites gave the Levites these cities and their pasture lands out of their own inheritance. The first lot came out for the Kohathite clans, the Levites who were descendants of Aaron. The priest received 13 cities by lot from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. The remaining descendants of Kohath received 10 cities by lot from the tribes of Ephraim, Dan, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. The descendants of Gershon received 13 cities by lot from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. And the descendants of Merari received 12 cities from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites allotted to the Levites these cities, together with the pasture lands, as the Lord had commanded through Moses. From the tribes of Judah and Simeon, they designated these cities by name. To the descendants of Aaron from the Kohathite clans of the Levites, because the first lot fell to them, they gave them Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, with its surrounding pasture lands in the hill country of Judah.
Arba was the father of Anak.
But they had given the fields and villages around the city to Caleb son of Jephunneh as his possession. So to the descendants of Aaron the priest they gave these cities, together with their pasture lands. Hebron, a city of refuge for the manslayer. Libna, Jatir, Eshtemo, Holon, Debir, Ain, Judah, and Beth Shemesh. 9 cities from these 2 tribes, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin they gave them Gibeon, Geba, Anathoth, and Dalmon.
4 cities, together with their pasture lands.
In all, 13 cities,
together with their pasture lands,
were given to the priests, the descendants of Aaron. The remaining Kohathite clans of the Levites were allotted these cities.
From the tribe of Ephraim,
they were given Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim,
a city of refuge for the manslayer.
Gezer, Kibzain, and Beth Horon.
4 cities, together with their pasture lands.
From the tribe of Dan, they were given Elteke, Gibbethon, Aijalon, and Gath Rimmon.
4 cities, together with their pasture lands.
And from the half-tribe of Manasseh, they were given Tanash and Gath Rimmon.
2 cities, together with their pasture lands.
In all, 10 cities,
together with their pasture lands,
were given to the rest of the Kohathite clans. This is what the Levite clans of the Gershonites were given. From the half-tribe of Manasseh, they were given Golan in Bashan, a city of refuge for the manslayer, and Beeshterah.
2 cities, together with their pasture lands.
From the tribe of Issachar, they were given Kishon, Dabarath, Jarmuth, and Enganim.
4 cities, together with their pasture lands.
From the tribe of Asher, they were given Mishhal, Abdon, Helkath, and Rehob.
4 cities, together with their pasture lands.
And from the tribe of Naphtali, they were given Kadesh and Galilee,
Hamath, Dor, and Kartan.
3 cities,
together with their pasture lands.
In all, 13 cities,
together with their pasture lands,
were given to the Gershonite clans. This is what the Merarite clan were given. From the tribe of Zebulun, they were given Jokneam, Karta, Dimna, and Nahalal.
4 cities, together with their pasture lands.
From the tribe of Reuben, they were given Bezer, Jahaz, Kedemoth, and Nephah.
4 cities, together with their pasture lands.
And from the tribe of Gad, they were given Ramoth and Gilead, a city of refuge for the manslayer. Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jazer.
4 cities in all, together with their pasture lands.
In all, 12 cities were allotted to the clans of Merari, the remaining Levite clans. For the Levites then, there were 48 cities in all, together with their pasture lands, within the territory of the Israelites. Each of these cities had its own surrounding pasture lands. This was true for all the cities. Thus the Lord gave Israel all the land he had sworn to give their fathers, and they took possession of it and settled in it. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their fathers. None of their enemies could stand against them, for the Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel had failed. Everything was fulfilled.